over here at Old Bluefield Coal Company. And I was this young boy. There weren't no cars or nothing. And that is a big bottom sitting over there, and it was plumb full of camp houses. Had a big temple there. Run coal, worked 6 and 7 days a week, and it was a mechanical mine. And they claimed they worked out. You know, got the coal. Well, they tore that temple down and moved all them camp houses out of there. And people plied it up and tended corn in there where them camp houses was. And about 10 or 12 years ago, they was a feller come in there, and I guess he's got 15 or 16 of them big tandems, and put 3 contiguous miners in there. And they've been running coal day and night out there.
Wow.
And I can't figure that out neither. Hmm. They claim they worked out. And where are they getting that coal at?
Yeah.
But it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe they just, the technology got better and they could get more where they couldn't get it before.
They might have. Some of these places got 3 veins of coal in them. Hmm. See, they may be in another vein.
That just reminded me of something. Are there very many places around here that are called, have the name Chestnut?
No, not this year. Lily Cornet Woods up here. I don't know where they'd allow anybody in there or not. They're pretty strict, I mean, on them woods up there now.
Have you ever heard, is there any place around here called like Chestnut Hollow or Chestnut Mountain or
something
like that?
No. Yeah. But I'd say if it was possible that it robs an awful good feller now. Mm-hmm. He'd let you go in there if he could now.
Yeah.
He had a buddy up there, Mike Schabowski. Did you ever know him? Mm-hmm. Well, Mike retired, and Rob worked with Mike all these years. Rob took his place. Mike went to Louisville, and I was up there, I aggravated Mike to death, you know, getting jokes on him. And they got a place right up from where Rob lives there, you know, these firefighters and things comes in there. And they got bunk beds and got a stove, refrigerator, and never Rob and Mike got caught up with the work. They stayed up there. Well, I went up there, and Mike had a basset hound. Oh, it had years that long. He wanted to sell it to me. And I said, will it run rabbits? And, man, I'm a rabbit hunter. And Mike said, yes, sir, to run rabbits. Said, that's the reason I'm going to get rid of it. Said, I ain't allowed to let a dog chase these rabbits. Said, in these woods. And I said, what do you want for it? And he said, $35, and I was a kid, Mike, and I'd been a squirrel hunting. I had my shotgun, and I just went out to the car and got my shotgun. I said, turn that dog loose. I've got to try it out. And, oh, no, said, I can't let you do that. Said, that's again the rule. Said, that Lord said you'd get into it. Said, you'd get me fardly. He said, Don't do that. And I said, and I ain't going to buy something without I try it out. I said, there's plenty places here I can try it out. And he said, no, he said, I can't let you. And I said, I'll get you some cotton and dumb ears up. You won't know what I'm running it. Can't let you do that. And I said, well, now, I said, I'll buy it if you'll guarantee it. If it ain't no count, if you'll give me money back. He said, if it don't run a rabbit, said, I'll give you money back. Well, I bought it off of you, $35. It would get every rabbit in the hills out, but it wouldn't run them first year they jet yard. They'd just turn around and come back. Well, I alert the dog and what it'd do, and I went down your mouth line fork and went up a bottom over there and killed 3 from it. I could watch it, you know, and I knowed whenever it was going to get one out, and I just walk up and And Buddy, whenever he'd give a big ball, here'd come that rabbit, and I'd pick him off. I'd kill that rabbit. And I come back, I had him chained up, the federal Leatherwood named Harvey Green come along and stopped and said, is that a good rabbit dog, Lee? I said, you see, you right here, I got these rabbits, don't you? He said, what do you think of that dog? And I said, I'd give it to him in a minute. And I said, how much you want to sell it? And he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Said, I'll give you $100 and for that dog if you'll give me them three rabbits. I just handed him a chain, collar and all. I said, you bought it. Mike found that out, boy, and he went straight up. I just gave him 35.
That's great.
Is Robert still, his wife still up shop?
I know Bryn went back to West Virginia.
She's supposed to come back. They're supposed to visit us tomorrow. Oh,
yeah. Well, Robert, I know, is coming back, but I think Bryn went back to West Virginia. Robert might still come around. He went to Lexington with the Indonesians, but he might come back. We'll see. I'll tell him you asked.